This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having created us and for having guided us and for having sent to us His holy book and for having sent to us His best messenger. We thank Allah for the blessings we recognize and the blessings we do not recognize. We thank Allah for the blessings we are aware of and the blessings we are not aware of. We thank Allah for having guided us to Islam, for we would not be guided to Islam had He not guided us. And we ask Allah to send His salat and His salam upon the most perfect human being and the most blessed messenger to ever walk on the face of this earth. Dear Muslims, Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. We are all aware in the hadith of Jibreel that Jibreel came to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, what is Islam? And then what is Iman? And then he asked him, what is Ihsan? And so the concept of Ihsan is fundamental to our understanding of what it means to worship Allah. And Ihsan is the highest level that all of us should strive for. Once we know that Ihsan is the highest level, we should strive to be amongst the Muhsineen. When we realize that Allah has divided the Muslims into Muslim and Mu'min and Muhsin, how can any of us be satisfied to be in the lowest? We should at least aim. We should at least desire. We should at least try and then leave the rest to Allah. At least have the goal that I want to be of the Muhsineen. And in order for us to have that goal and to understand, today's brief khutbah is about the concept of Ihsan and what does it mean to be of the Muhsineen. Know, may Allah have mercy on you and me, that Allah has praised the Muhsineen like He has praised no other category in the Quran. In over half a dozen verses, Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those who practice ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Lilladheena ahsanu al-husna wa ziyada. Those who practice ihsan, they will get my Jannah and they will get more than my Jannah. And more than the Jannah is to look upon the face of Allah. So those who practice ihsan will get to gaze upon the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could we not ever desire to be in that category? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsineen. The mercy of Allah is always close to those who are of the muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى. Allah is going to reward those who practice ihsan with the best of all rewards. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنُ. Allah is al-muhsin, yuhibbul ihsan. And in another hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained ihsan in all that we do. So of the names of Allah is al-muhsin. The concept of ihsan is so beloved to Allah that He named Himself al-muhsin. He is the one who practices ihsan. And He has perfected ihsan. And He loves the people of ihsan. And He shows mercy on the people of ihsan. And He has decreed ihsan in all that we do. In the famous hadith that I just quoted, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has decreed ihsan in all that you do. Whatever you do, try to do it with ihsan. Whatever you do, even if it is a worldly matter, even if it is something that is mundane, so much so that this hadith says, even when you're going to sacrifice an animal to get some meat, you want to have a meat, you want to sacrifice an animal, our Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is muhsin and He has decreed ihsan. So when you sacrifice the animal, sharpen your blade. Don't sacrifice the animal in front of another. Soften the blow, make it hasty, feed some water before you sacrifice and be merciful to the animal. This hadith demonstrates ihsan applies even to animals as you're about to sacrifice them. What do you think of ihsan amongst living people? What do you think of ihsan amongst your relatives? What do you think of ihsan with your parents? And that is why Allah says that Allah has written ihsan for your parents. Ihsan is the default when you deal with anyone. You try to be of the muhsineen and Allah will then bless you. Now what is ihsan and how do we attain ihsan? Ihsan means excellence. Ihsan means you go the extra mile. One of the classical commentators of the Quran and one of the earliest scholars of Arabic language, Al-Raghib al-Asfahani. He wrote one of the first dictionaries. It's called Mufradat al-Quran. He defined ihsan, that you do more than what is required, and you expect less than what is due unto you. You give somebody more than their haqq, and you are satisfied if they give you less than your haqq. This is how he defined ihsan. To go beyond and above the call of duty, to do more than what is required, and to be satisfied with less from others around you. And ihsan is of many categories. We will mention three of them in this khutbah, but there are many more. Number one, ihsan in your acts of worship. When you are of the muhsineen, you will never be satisfied with the minimum. You will not just pray the five fard prayers. You will pray the sunnah and the nafil and the tahajjud. You will pray salat al-duha. You will pray extra prayers throughout the day and night. Ihsan means you will not just fast Ramadan. You will fast more than Ramadan. A few days every month, maybe Monday, maybe Thursday. Ihsan means you will give more than just your zakah. You will give charity daily and regularly. So the first category of ihsan, ihsan in your rituals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second category of ihsan, ihsan in your dealings with other people. And we already defined what Al-Raghib al-Asfahani said. You give them more than what is due, and you expect less than what is due unto you. You always have the upper hand. You always are the more generous, the more forgiving, the more kind. This is ihsan. You do more than what is required, and you are happy at less coming your way, expecting Allah to reward you for your ihsan. This is the second category, ihsan with the makhluqat, with the people around you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He has asked us to be ihsan, to practice ihsan, bilwalidain, to those that are our parents, wadhil qurba, wal yatama, wal masakini, wal jari dhil qurba, wal jari al junubi, wal sahibi bil jambi, wabn al sabil. Eight categories are mentioned, and Allah says He asks us to do ihsan in all of them. Ihsan to your parents, ihsan to your family, ihsan to your relatives, ihsan to orphans, ihsan to your neighbors, ihsan to those that are traveling with you, and ihsan to those around you. Every single category of humanity is included in this verse. Anybody you interact with, practice ihsan with them. The third and last category that we will mention, and there are more than this khutbah can have time for, and the highest category of ihsan. This is the pinnacle of ihsan. It is the crux of ihsan. If you reach this level, the rest will follow. It is the ihsan that is defined by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Jibreel asked him that, what is ihsan, Ya Rasulullah? So the best angel asked the best prophet in the best masjid, surrounded by the best sahaba, he asked him the best question, what is ihsan? And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam defined it as a consciousness, a mental state, an awareness of the qalb. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Ihsan, you are conscious that you are worshipping Allah as if you are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Imagine if you could see Allah and you are worshipping Allah. How would your salah be? How would your zakah be? How would your sawm be? How would your routine of the day and night be? Then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, even if you do not see him, it's the same thing, he is seeing you. That is the level of ihsan, constant consciousness and awareness of Allah. Dear Muslims, even if we don't attain ihsan, every one of us should aim to be of the muhsineen. Even if we don't get there, it should be in our hearts, I want to be of the muhsineen. Otherwise, what is going to happen? Surah Az-Zumur tells us, don't be like those who, when they see the angel of death, they call out to Allah, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Give me one more chance, O Allah, and I shall be of the muhsineen. When the person sees the angel of death, they have one request. One more chance, O Allah. Let me go back, and I promise you, I will be of the muhsineen. We are not seeing the angel of death right now. Let us aim to be of the muhsineen before the angel of death comes and it is too late to aim for that. May Allah bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and implement its halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor, the Rahman. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. One of the Sahaba said, the most optimistic verse in the whole Quran, the verse that inspires me the most to be a good person, the verse that gives me the most hope, أرجى آية في كتاب الله, it gives me the most hope, is سورة الرحمن, هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. One of our scholars of the past, the Tabi'un, he recited this verse and he began to cry. They said, why are you crying? He said, Allah has promised us mortals, us humans, if we try to have imperfect ihsan, Allah will respond with His perfect ihsan. If we try to be of the muhsineen, we can never be of actual people of ihsan. We can never get to that level. But Allah is saying, if you try and you strive and you do your minimal, limited human ihsan, Allah will respond with what? By showing you His ihsan. And can the created ihsan equal the uncreated ihsan? Can the ihsan of a mortal equal the ihsan of the Khaliq? Can the ihsan of a human being ever equal the ihsan of the Rabbul Alameen? But we can obtain the ihsan of Allah, Al-Mannan, Al-Jalal, Dhul-Jalali wal-Ikram. We can attain that ihsan if we strive in our own limited ways to practice ihsan in our own daily lives. So dear Muslims, aim not just to be Muslim, not just to be mu'min, aim for ihsan, aim for the highest. Do whatever you can, wherever you are, with as little as you have, do it. Practice ihsan with yourselves, with your families, with your parents, in your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps, just perhaps, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that niyyah and will see your attempt to be of the muhsineen and reply to your limited ihsan with His infinite ihsan. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. May Allah make us of the muhsineen. اللهم إني داعٍ فأمنوا. اللهم لا تدع في هذا اليوم ذنبًا إلا غفرت, ولا همًا إلا فرجت, ولا دينًا إلا قضيت, ولا مريضًا إلا شفيت, ولا عسيرًا إلا يسرت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان, ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلًا للذين آمنوا, ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله, إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه, فقال عز من قائل عليما, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله, إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم, ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر, وأقم الصلاة.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون, يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.